Several current members of Oromadont Council, including Mayor Harry Hughes, were absent from a Meet the Candidates forum held at the Oromadont Community Arena in Guthrie on Tuesday evening. Organized by engaging residents of Oromadont, Aram, the event was the first of two forums planned by the group in the lead-up to the October 24 municipal election. Tuesday's forum was for mayoral candidates and council candidates for wards 3, 4, and 5. The next event, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Heights Ski and Country Club on September 15, will feature mayoral candidates and council candidates for wards 1, 2, and 6. Following introductory remarks, candidates answered two prearranged questions, followed by questions submitted by members of the public. These are open forums where the candidates have an opportunity to meet with their potential constituents in the future. We believe that council members need to be engaged with their constituents, Aram Administrator Linda Miles told Aurelia Matters. This is a prime example of how you can dialogue with your constituents. Among the candidates who chose to skip the event were incumbent councillors Sean Scott, Ward 4, Kathy Keene, Ward 3, Hughes, and Ward 5 hopeful Rick Skell. Ward 2 Cown. Tammy DeSousa has said she will not be attending Thursday's event, Miles said. Some of the questions that were asked last evening were directed at the incumbents, and they were not there to answer the questions, Miles said. Those constituents did not have their questions answered, and that, to me, reflects badly on the people who chose not to attend. Invitations to the two events were extended to all candidates, she said. The event was split into two evenings to allow for adequate time and to find venues near the candidates' wards. Hughes said it is common for political candidates to focus their efforts on door-to-door campaigning, and noted some residents may be reluctant to speak at forums or debates. All of us know that where we really want to engage the public is at the door, Hughes told Aurelia Matters. We have an opportunity to talk to individuals face-to-face and there's a fair amount of time and effort getting around the township and speaking to people directly, and that's just where we put our priority. He also said it is easy for questions to focus heavily on the mayoral candidates. Any decision that is made on council is made on the wisdom of the councillors that are elected, and so there's a tendency, very often, to have a focus on the mayor when, in fact, the councillors are significant, he said. If the mayoral candidates were in attendance, there may be less time devoted to the councillors. However, Hughes said he will attend the debates organized by the Oromadont Chamber of Commerce. From what I understand, all of the current council members who didn't attend the Aram ones will be at the chamber meeting, he said. Aram began as a Facebook group in January for Oromadont residents to discuss local matters. It has more than 370 members. In July, the group began publishing and distributing an e-newsletter. We are committed to getting information about the township out to as many people in the township as possible, whether it is the challenges that the township is facing, or whether it is a good news story about someone who has received an award, Miles said. We try really hard to make sure that the information that we're publishing is evidence-based and that it is verifiable. With the municipal election on the horizon, much of EROM's e-newsletter is dedicated to local politics. We publish information about events in the community. We publish information about the election, Miles said. We have offered to all candidates to submit 300 words for publication in our e-news about themselves and their platform. It's all volunteer, just people in the community that are interested in participating.